Now back to antidepressants. Guidelines recommend not using monotherapy. Inconsistent evidence across randomized trials may induce mania or hypomania, mixed states, rapid cycling. Some debate about whether they worsen bipolar depression and increase risk for suicidal behavior. There's some mixed data on that. I think, again, that the two main concerns are, could there be a potential worsening of mania symptoms? One thing we know from studies like the STEP-BD trial that our group was involved in some years ago is if someone has bipolar syndromal depression with any concomitant mixed features, a la the DSM-5 specifier, antidepressants in that setting have a knack for inflaming the mania symptoms without suppressing the depression symptoms. So this makes it really important when you're sitting with a patient that you now know has bipolar disorder and they're depressed to say, I understand you are very forlorn, sad, melancholic, suicidal, but I need to assure myself if there's anything on the opposite side, do you talk fast? Do you have decreased need for sleep, as Les was saying, not just insomnia? Is there this sense of inner turmoil, psychomotor activation going on? Because in that setting, in particular, antidepressants may clearly make things worse. There's some studies suggesting that. So the subtype of patient that may be even a candidate for an antidepressant in bipolar depression, it's a pretty small segment of patients. People with bipolar 1 disorder often will have some degree of mixed features. They may have a higher risk for switching into mania than bipolar 2 disorder patients, some research to suggest that. And then there's potential for increased cycling over time.